Good Friday morning, beloved, and thank you for joining me as we begin our mornings together reading from God's Word. Today we are in Exodus chapter 5, verses 1 through 21, where Moses and Aaron are unsuccessful in their attempt to have the king of Egypt free the Israelites. The Israelites are forced to work harder, and they blame Moses and Aaron for their increased oppression. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading at Exodus chapter 5 and verse 1. Then Moses and Aaron went to the king of Egypt and said, "The Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'Let my people go, that they can hold a festival in the desert to honor me.' 'Who is the Lord?' the king demanded. 'Why should I listen to him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go.'" Well, Moses and Aaron replied, "The God of the Hebrews has revealed himself to us. Allow us to travel 3 days into the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. If we don't do so, he will kill us with disease or by war." The king said to Moses and Aaron, "What do you mean by making the people neglect their work? Get those slaves back to work. You people have become more numerous than the Egyptians, and now you want to stop working." That same day, the king commanded the Egyptian slave drivers and the Israelite foremen, "Stop giving the people straw for making bricks. Make them go and find it for themselves, but still require them to make the same number of bricks as before, not one brick less. They don't have enough work to do, and that is why they keep asking me to let them go and offer sacrifices to their God. Make them work harder and keep them busy so they won't have time to come back and listen to a pack of lies." Well, the slave drivers and the Israelite foreman went out and said to the Israelites, "The king has said that he will not supply you with any more straw. He says that you must go and get it for yourselves wherever you can find it. But you must still make the same number of bricks." So the people went all over Egypt looking for straw. The slave drivers kept trying to force them to make the same number of bricks every day as they had made when they were given straw. The Egyptian slave drivers beat the Israelite foreman whom they had put in charge of the work. They demanded, "Why aren't you people making the same number of bricks that you made before?" Then the foreman went to the king and complained, "Why do you do this to us, Your Majesty? We are given no straw, but we are still ordered to make bricks, and now we're being beaten. It is your people that are at fault." The king answered, "You are lazy and you don't want to work. That is why you asked me to let you go and offer sacrifices to the Lord. Now get back to work. You will not be given any straw, but you must make the same number of bricks." So the foreman realized that they were in trouble when they were told that they had to make the same number of bricks every day as they had made before. As they were leaving, they met Moses and Aaron, who were waiting for them. They said to Moses and Aaron, "The Lord has seen what you have done and will punish you for making the king and his officers hate us. You have given them an excuse to kill us." And today's key verse is Exodus chapter 5, verse 1, where the Lord, the God of Israel, says, "Let my people go so they can hold a festival in the desert and honor me." You know, beloved, it is not beyond belief to see how people act, even those who would call themselves believers, that how they act when difficult times come to them. And so here is God in the process of delivering Israel, and God had warned all of them that the king isn't going to like it, and he's going to fight back. And now all of a sudden, they turn on God's messengers. They don't dare turn on God, do they? But they turn on his messengers, and they said, "I hope you like the fact that you've made life so impossible for us. May God judge you." Well, that's the words of the unbelievers, of those that can't trust God. They try to put the blame on everyone else. Just hang on to the promises that God has given and watch and see if God doesn't come through for you. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, when hardships and trials may come my way, keep me strong in faith and close to you. Trusting in your love and mercy, I entrust myself to your care. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. Join me Monday when we will be reading Exodus chapter 5, verse 22 through 6, verse 13, where Moses complains to the Lord. Of course, I hope to see all of you Sunday morning up in the chapel for our services Sunday morning. And if you can't be there in person, don't forget that we have Facebook and Zoom that you can participate fully on. Until we meet again, then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.